Good evening, everybody. Hello, this is the Fakeologist. Thank you for spending your Sunday evening with me. I don't have a guest tonight, so I'm going to just go over the blog, some posts, talk about some stuff, and hopefully leave early because it's Sunday and I'm tired. Had a big day. Big day at the lake. Got lots of water. Got lots of sun, as you're supposed to. Ate some fruit. Trying to stay alive. Trying to stay healthy in this oppressive world. Watched many things on my phone. I'm a phonaholic. I admit it. I had a smartphone before smartphones were smart. Oh, by the way, let's start the show off properly. Sunday, August 28th, 2022. Phone lines are open. I'll even turn Skype on. Skype open. Phone lines open. Discord open. Everything's open. So you could call in and talk if you would like. Looking at my Skype, Barry Prince, a past guest, just sent me an upside down face. Okay. His tagline on Skype says, the poop's going to hit the fan soon. By what? By an umbrella. Okay. Is that a crypto? Cryptocurrencies are going down. As Tiago was telling me earlier, he thinks 9,000 for Bitcoin. He sees a huge buy order from the institutions there. Everyone still thinks crypto equals Bitcoin, but there are other cryptos. Let's take a look at this week's guests before we forget. I could talk about so many things, so... And I have talked quite a bit this weekend. If you go to the archives, go to fakeologist.com and then click on podcasts. I'm going to show you how to do that right now if you're watching live. Podcasts. Click on podcasts. All right, that's enough music. And then you can see we have the Fakeologist show. It's all over the place. It's on Apple, Google, Spotify, Android. Podcast Index, of course, Adam Curry's baby. And then the audio chat. As you can see here, I was on this morning with Rick from Port Macquarie, Australia. Great guy. He's been into truth since the 80s. So if you just say one word, he will start talking and give you all kinds of knowledge. He reads books, too. I know books, those paper things with a spine and a jacket. And he still reads books, so Rick and I talk. He knows way more than I do, so he does most of the talking. But fantastic, interesting guy. And he's also on the Rick and Rollo show. This week it was without Rollo. He stopped drinking, as you can see here. And I also talked on the after show with Living Man, another interesting guy who thinks the Jews did everything. Which, if things were only so simple, then we could just figure everything out. But I think he's wrong. I think it's a setup. But he thinks it's obvious that it's not a setup. I think it's obvious it is a setup. But we talk about other things too. And Boogeyman showed up. Boogeyman's back, yes. Controversial Boogeyman. He goes hot and cold. But he was on that show too, so the... I don't know if you click on this, I don't know if, Boogeyman is in the notes, and typo error. Yes, the guy with the bad sound, no teeth, no headset, who drinks, and bad Wi-Fi. Yeah, typo error was banned for many years from the audio chat, mainly because of his bad audio. Makes sense. Oh, plus he has a really thick English accent. I don't know what part of England, but it's very thick. And Boogeyman was having a difficult time making it out, I think, among other problems with hearing Typo. But we have a different setup on the Discord, so Typo was able to get into the audio. So he's okay. He's not a bad guy. Great fan of the Fakeologist. But he was on that broadcast. How long was that broadcast? Let's look.
And there's a pause.
5 hours and 8 minutes. So it's best to leave it on in the background. And while you're doing your laundry, cutting your lawn, buying your groceries, on a cross-country drive, perhaps. But as all audio chats, the sound is fantastic. Thank you, Velocet. The sound is very equalized. Even typo error probably comes through on the post-production. And it's good value. Now, because we are a value-for-value podcast, we take donations. And you pay whatever you think the show is worth. That, I think, is a really great concept. Adam Curry started it. And he continues to push it to this day. And I like it. Now, my website is completely wide open. There's no back doors. There's no hidden files. Because most people have too much trouble navigating software and computers anyway, including me. How many passwords? I had to reset quite a few passwords this weekend and set up accounts for other people in my family that don't like doing such, and I spent 2 hours today doing it, and all kinds of problems. They make you jump through all kinds of hoops just to get on their websites, but I did it. But I didn't. I wanted Fakeologist to be easy to access. You don't need to spend any money to get in. There's no secret URLs. It's all wide open. However, if you like that deal, if you like easy access, if you like what we're doing, then we just ask that you send what you think the show is worth to you. And some people think it's worth sponsoring FakeoTube for a year. Some people think it's worth a dollar. Personally, I think a dollar a month is fine. I think it's great. Just turn on donations at fakeologist.com/donate. Punch in your credit card and put $1.19 a month and put it recurring. Monthly, one time. Put it monthly and let it go through and forget about it. I think that's very fair. And the last person that agrees with me is Matt S. I don't put last names. I just put initial Matt S. There are many Matts here. I don't think he's donated before, but I'm not sure. But Matt S. donated $33. So Matt, thank you. You think the show's worth $33. And that's real kind. And Anonymous thought it was worth 50 euros. Other than that, the summer's been pretty quiet. But thank you very much for the donations. And of course, thanks to the monthly donors. They're always at the top. And Zyle Flex, huge supporter. And I'll keep mentioning him. He's $33 a month. And Ezati is $20 a month. Those are a few guys. But thank you to all these guys here with the big donations, one-time donations, valuable too. Philip G, 100. Silver Tart, 100. Gabriel, back in February, 500. Thanks, guys. Appreciate it. Farce Value, a big supporter, 150. He's mad that Boogeyman is, he thinks he's defacing the Discord, at least. He left the Discord, but he's always welcome back. Always. Everyone's welcome back. Nobody is banned. If you want to leave and come back, that's fine too. Petiri S, 33. Thank you so much. Well, that's how you do it. That's how we support ourselves. So thank you. The other thing that we really spend a lot of time on here, me, myself, and I, is FakeoTube. And it's been very distracting for me because I wanted to make it faster and that cost more money. And now, of course, the guy that runs the server says, well, you're running out of space if you want to back it up. So now I need more space. I always thought I had way more space than he said. But so we're going to work on that in the next couple of days where we have unlimited space somehow. I'm not sure how that works. and then the files will be spread all over the world. And a fake O2, I put my favorite videos up. Not necessarily ones that will get taken down, but I just want to put them here to make it easy for you to download and grab them, truth be told. So, for instance, these videos here, these videos are really audios. And because you see the sound waves graphic, that tells you it's an audio. There's no graphics. So really, you can just click on them and download them. They're, again, it's really easy to download. But you can also play it off here. And this was a part one and a part two that from the Dolores Cahill show. And I can't remember where I got it off Mike's site, and he got it off a radio station site. Sometimes those radio station sites are really hard to download from. They want you to play it off their website so they can keep track of it. So instead of making you click three links, I just put it on Fake O2. So that's why it's easier. But it's a Dolores Cahill show without Dolores. She gave up her time for another guy who I'd never heard of. What's the guy's name? Okay, wait. Let's see. It scrolls off here. So, oops. Eric Coppolino is one guy, and Mike Stone is another person. And there's another doctor who's pretty interesting I'd never heard of. It's worth it, so that's why I put it here.
TNT News and Talk with Dolores Cahill on today's News Talk.
By the way, do you like how fast that just played? That's what we call worldwide caching. That's why my hits are way up on Fake O2. There should be no delay when you press play.
Radio TNT.
Welcome, everyone, to the Dolores Cahill Show on tntradio.live, and you can follow me on custodian.com.
I know someone pointed out she's kind of sus. I can't remember what she stands for. Doesn't matter. Her guests were really good.
And also, I have a new Telegram channel, Dolores Cahill. I'd be delighted if you would join me there. So today's show is a little bit unusual. I am handing over the hosting to one of the great minds in science today, and it is Kevin Corbett, who has been on the show before.
Now, I never heard of Kevin Corbett, so now I'm going to have to look him up. Apparently, he's Dr. Kevin Corbett. He's got a interesting voice, to say the least. KevinCorbett.com. I think this is him. Education. Is this him? Kevin Corbett? Yeah, maybe this is it. The gamification of scientific discovery. Oh, boy. Where is he here? I think this is him. Maybe it's the wrong Kevin Corbett. Wait, this is from 2017. I don't think this is him. Let's listen to some more. Let's listen to some more of the audio, make sure we got the right one here. Where is it here? Where's FakeoTube?
For good morning, Kevin. And I'd be delighted if you'd like to introduce yourself and your guests.
Good morning, Dolores, and thank you very much for inviting us on. And I'll do my best being your deputy today. I feel like I'm your deputy. And on the show today, we've got a really great lineup, a team of brilliant minds who are going to talk about the issues of virology. And I'm Dr. Kevin Corbett. I'm a general nurse and health scientist, retired, and I've been working around these issues over the last couple of years, but well before the COVID era, in the last 30 years with HIV and AIDS. So shall I kick off, Dolores? Is that okay? Good.
Yes, we're a team.
So today's show is about virology. This is a practice, really, not really a scientific discipline. And the practice of virology has ignored the science, the modus operandi of science, the way science should be done, and has invented this whole concept of an infective pathogenic virus as causation of human illness.
Seems like there's a few Kevin Corbett's.
This idea of a pathogenic virus has been continually rebutted throughout its history, but it's now become an ideology. It's become an ideology, a belief system. And previously it was funded by very important institutions like the Rockefeller, Carnegie, and now the Gates Foundation, and all the others. And they've capitalized on this whole concept of pathogen.
All right, so I think I recognize the guy's face, but I'm going to put his link in the description here. You can see it here. And let me just refresh the page so you can see it. So there's the link to Dr. Kevin Corbett. Anyway, I thought it was really good, really interesting. Mike Stone, who was on the show last week, referred him. And anytime someone like Mike refers somebody, I listen because I trust Mike. He's got the website Virology. Yeah, I spelled it wrong in the post. But definitely worth listening to. Okay, where should we go? So that's Phacotube. So we're working on Phacotube. It's going to get faster, and apparently, maybe I'll have even more room for more videos. I'm not going to just throw every and any video up, but I'm going to try and put my favorite videos up, and maybe a little more frequently. Now, what else do I got here? Did I post this Obama? Apparently there was an Obama link going around that was fake or bad cut. Oh, hi, Dirty Benny in the chat. Hello. Okay, Dirty Benny, listen to the audio chat where we talked about Raquel Welch and Tina Louise and Mikey Tyson. Yes, we did. Rick doesn't believe in transgender. That's fine. But we tried to convince Rick. And then I looked at a video on what I thought was another EGI channel. And I sent it to Mr. E, this one. And Mr. E said, that's my video. So
if a guy was going to change his sex.
And I thought it seemed familiar or similar to Mr. E. But he didn't have his graphic on the video. I'm the one that told him to put a ghosted graphic on all his videos, so they're harder to steal in a way without attribution. But this was Raquel Welch talking.
To be like a movie star type of girl, don't you think he might want to look like me?
Are you a beautiful lady movie star?
I'm telling you. Raquel Welch is convinced that Raquel is a woman. But after you watch this fantastic Mr. E video, no. No, not a chance. Yes, Mrs. Fakeologist, she is a tranny. And she even did the video. Myra Breckinridge. It was a book by Gore Vidal, and it was made into a movie. It was about transvestites. And I know you love Raquel Welch, but you love a guy. I'm sorry to say, one of the better ones from the 60s. Yes. Yeah, Mrs. Fakeologist can't believe it either. When they're movie stars, they have all the money. They're going to get the top treatments. Let's be honest.
I want to hear the voice, though.
Thank you.
Oh.
It's not difficult to get a female voice.
I'd like to go to Israel also and to India.
It takes practice. You have to keep working at it.
It was not until I was halfway through the story that I realized she had been a male.
Raquel. How do you spell Raquel?
In 1968, Gore comes out with Myra Breckinridge, which
Raquel
lands
Welch.
On the cover of Time,
Welch.
Newsweek, Look, and Life.
There are going to be a number now of sex change movies. That are being planned.
Yeah, I think so. I would really like to see Myra Breckinridge. I've seen it 3 times now, and only once with a straight audience.
Can you imagine just the duping delay, just the idea of what she's talking about with a straight face, knowing that she herself is a EGI specimen. Just fantastic.
My husband and I once saw it together. We were straight.
But if you keep at it and do a little bit every day, eventually you'll find the voice that you want, and it'll sound really good.
And happy in being the most extraordinary woman in the world.
That's the ball game.
Where I want to be is sounding more feminine, and I feel like that being able to get to a feminine voice.
Do you believe this is a tranny over here?
Open doors for me.
Because of the fact that it was the first time I had seen somebody deal with a duality in the nature of both male and female.
My parents and some...
Well, the more I watch this, the more I'm certain Mr. E did it. He's so good at video editing. And yeah, I'm glad he set me straight there. So that is voice training. And I just re-edited that featuring Raquel Welch. And this one here, I think, is also, you can tell by the voice, an elite gender inversion. Well, that's a very circuitous route where I was giving you suggestions for things to listen to on the podcasts. So there you go. Neatly laid out here. There's our phone numbers if you want to call in, by the way. Let me just take a peek at the FACOTube. Okay, FACOTube chat is separate. Hello, Viking Helva, Greg Shantz. And yes, there. I thank you very much, Viking Helga. That's how to donate. Time and the value for value can be in three forms: time, talent, or treasure. So if you just want to give time to support the Fakeologist broadcast, spread the links. That's putting your time in, contributing to the chats, to the Discord, to the comments. That's your time. I appreciate that too, because that keeps things going. So that's a donation. And your talent, that's what Velocit does. He helps edit the website, make it look very beautiful. I appreciate his talents. He did the sound, of course, so that we're grateful for that. And that's equally, or that's very valuable as well. And if you, the easiest way, of course, is treasure. That's our system and our money system where you can just bounce a few bucks here and there any which way. And that is also appreciated because really it goes right into the site. Almost most of the money is spent on FACOTube and the Fakeologist blog. We're not here to get rich, but it is fun to get support because it's encouraging. So there you go. So that's FACOTube, and it's fast, and I appreciate it. Look, on the top, I'm still playing with the layout of FACOTube. There's many ways I could lay it out. But usually they rotate this top video, so it could be anything. I'm not quite sure how it picks it. And then anytime, if you're on the FACOTube page and we go live, this section will insert itself. It'll refresh the page itself and insert. So you'll see live. So if you see live now, of course, you can click that and watch the show live. Otherwise, you just see the latest videos and the most watched videos. Now, this is my page. I don't know if yours is the same. And some of the strangest videos are the most popular. Here's one with Amazing Polly, Dr. Coleman, over 50,000 hits, which is tremendous. I don't even know where I highlighted these. So this one went viral. This is my favorite Matt Truella video. I think they're all his children. He's got 9 or 11 children. Haha, 9 or 11. And they do a pretty good video. He's got the sound effects behind it. As a matter of fact, let me play a little bit of Matt's right now, his latest. Here you go, Matt Truella.
So I haven't done a lot of study about the shot, you know, itself, because I am against it simply because of the fact that first they use a carrot, not enough people get the shot. So then they use coercion. And because of my biblical view of the nature of man, that he's wicked and in need of a savior named Jesus Christ. And because of my massive study and research on the history of the governments of men, I know don't get that shot. But I do remember this about everybody talking about the shot. For over a year, people were saying that the mRNA could change the DNA of your body with these shots. And now, just a couple months ago, a study came out from Sweden. It's peer-reviewed. And they have proven that the shot actually does change your DNA. Actually, the mRNA goes into...
No, I don't believe any of this part, but it's okay. It's just poison. That's the main thing. None of this, I believe, and I don't care what this Swedish guy says. It's not really proof. He's probably in on it. It's just another layer of the deception, but it's okay. Matt is a preacher. I'm not expecting him to do all the fakery research.
The nucleus of your cells and changes your DNA. Think of that. So everybody who's been labeled a nut and a conspiracy.
What exactly would they change the DNA to? That doesn't make sense, because I know the controllers, or they got a lot of people believing they are God and they can change us and make us better. They can edit us like a computer program. I don't believe any of that. They can poison us, and the poison can linger, and they can sterilize. And as a graphic I posted the other day, you could sterilize three generations out, because if you think about it, if you fertilize, or if you inject a pregnant woman, you can sterilize the fetus's children. Think about that. Because at 5 months, the fetus, that's when the eggs are formed in the fetus. So if you inject a pregnant woman at 5 months or later, you could sterilize the unborn or preborn child. That's powerful. So that's going to take quite some time, at least 20 years, or okay, at the earliest. Say that's going to take at least 16 years to figure out that fetus is fertile. That's way down the road. That's eons away. So forget about mRNA and DNA. How about just straight up cell destruction? That's easy.
Theorist for all this time, over the last year plus, who said those things have now been proven to be right. Now, we don't know the extent of things. That still needs further study, but you need to watch this 25-minute video that we have posted down in the detail box. Massively important. Put 25 minutes of your time away and watch it. One of the things...
This is real. Autoimmune diseases, yes. But it's sort of a misnomer. It's just straight up poisoning. Your body doesn't attack itself. It's trying to clear itself of poison.
Things that they need to further look into is, how does an adult getting this shot, who then becomes pregnant with a child, how does it impact the preborn baby? How does it impact future generations of human beings?
Well, that's what I just said. So I agree with you there, Matt.
They actually mentioned that in this Swedish study, and they say further research. That let me know people are thinking what I've been thinking for the last year and a half. When I first saw that they were saying they needed 80% compliance, I told people, I said, you have to wonder if they need 80% compliance, because then they just figure whatever's in that shot will work its way into the human gene pool generally across the world, as long as they can hit those numbers of 80%. And here they are obviously considering, is this happening? Is it changing the DNA of future?
No, it's just sterilizing them, Matt.
Children here in the world. This, of course, goes to transhumanism. And when you bring up transhumanism in the shots, people think you're crazy. But I always tell them you're crazy. Because if you would just Google transhumanism, you would see the thousands of articles and science and news stories about how far they are down the road already towards transhumanism. You have to understand, these people hate God. And they
hate women.
Hate us, even as his image bearers. They actually want to change our makeup as human beings created by God, change our DNA to what? To whatever they want to accomplish.
Now, in the past...
Oh, boy. See, he hit all the high notes. Yuval Noah Harari, this little gnome.
Many tyrants and governments wanted to do it, but nobody understood biology well enough, and nobody had enough computing power and data
to hack millions of people. Neither the Gestapo nor the KGB could do it. But soon, at least some corporations and governments will be able to systematically hack all the people.
So one of the things we've been big on here at Defy Tyrants is building our own structures as people who won't comply with the evil of their shot getting, with the evil of whatever else all these psychopaths want to impose upon the human race. And they are psychopaths. You must build within the financial realm, within the medical realm, within the educational realm, your and other realms, of course. You must build structures so that we can coalesce together. God made man to need this interaction. The division of labor, right? So these are important things for us to understand. And again, let me say, we're made in the image of God. They hate God. And they hate his image bearers. And when you see the things they write, they're...
I think he's right about that, by the way.
Their arrogance towards God and their disdain for Christian thought.
Evolution by natural selection with evolution by intelligent design. Not the intelligent design of some god above the clouds, but our intelligent design.
And you need to stand true. What makes you able to stand is, number one, your love for God. Number two, your hatred for evil. And number three, your love for your neighbor. That's what gives you the strength to confront the evil, the idols, and the tyrants of our day. And that's going to be massively needed in the days ahead, because the tyrants haven't gone home. They'll be back.
Yeah, they're here. Yeah, I agree, man. That's a good one. And I usually put in the description where I got it from. So that's YouTube. And he put it on YouTube. And since it's censored, he put it on Rumble. How do you do on Rumble? Does Rumble have a view count? Oh, okay. 8,000 views. Good for you. That's really good. He's getting some good traction there. Yeah, follow Matt or Defy Tyrants, Matt Truel. He's one of many people I've invited on the show. And I think when they see the Fakeologist brand, they run. And it's too bad. That's fine. But I also got turned down by Jennifer Billick. She's the one that did the article on the Pritzker. She didn't want to come on. She said, we're not a fit. And I always give them the website to look at. That's fair. People like to know where they're broadcasting. I guess they don't want to lend their name to any site that they don't trust. I get it. That's good. That's fine. Their decision. No deception here. And so there you go. Let us check the blog now. Kind of like the old days. I read, I'm miles and buried. I just buried miles with miles and miles of stuff to read, Substacks and just all kinds of stuff. And I found a new Substack tonight. And, it was the other day. I think it's called this one I found the other day. It's called Second Smartest Guy in the Room in the World. That's funny. And he's showing the excess mortality. That's what everyone's calling it, excess mortality now, in Israel. Official total mortality. So we've already passed. Now, we'll compare to before the pandemic. The pandemic year that started in 2020 is typically very low because there was no vaccine and there was no COVID and everyone was minimizing the risk by staying inside and not interacting, not driving, and not going to hospital or the hospital, as we say in North America. And therefore, the death by the iatrogenic deaths and accidents outside hospitals were way down. So it looks like in 2020, the deaths were the same as the year before. And then when the vax came out in 2021, we see a slight increase. And then with the booster or the fourth shot, second booster, third booster, fifth shot. Now we are running away ahead of 2021 already up until July, which is just over half the year. So it looks like they're on quite the trajectory to, well, if you, are they going to double? I guess you could say it's going to come close to doubling, which is true. That's huge. And this is Israel. And as I put in my blog post here, if you believe the Jews run the world, then why would they kill other Jews? Does that make any sense at all? Why would they bring all the Jews of the world, invite them after World War II, or coerce them into going to Israel, where most didn't want to go, except maybe the poorer ones or the more fanatical ones? The rest did not want to go. That's why they stayed. So if that's the case, if the Jews are really running the world, then why are the Jews especially targeted in Israel? You'd think they'd give them a pass. And we heard stories on 9/11 that, oh, the Jews were warned to stay out of the towers, which of course we know were empty anyway, but that was just another story propagated. Why would they be, if you believe these numbers, and if you believe they run the world, why would they be killing their own people? Does that make sense? No. And that's why I think the people that they think are running the world that are Jewish are just false Jews. They're not the real deal. But they put themselves and describe themselves as such to protect, to hide behind all the protection laws that were created to protect the quote-unquote real Jews, which are in Israel, or who are in Israel and are being quite clearly targeted. And maybe it's because they figure their own government and past governments that were there to save them from other governments from other lands, they would never harm the specially created country of Israel, which I think most thinking Jews would just not want to subscribe to, even back after World War II. I would have said that would have been crazy to go everyone herd together and make yourself an even bigger target. That seems almost the opposite of what you should do. But as you can see, I think their statistics are going to be worse or the same as other countries as they come out. So that's how I interpreted that. And I think in the comments of one of those Substack blogs, always read the comments, as Marcus says. Comments are great. And I found another Substack. Everyone seems to be on the Substack. All the cool kids are on Substack. I'm not there yet. I don't really have time to give to Substack, but they do get comments and it is getting traction and you can get paid. I don't know what Substack takes, probably half. Oh, the retard badge in Japan. I thought this was pretty cool. Pretty interesting blog. And he's just showing how compliant Japanese are. And it's still going on. And he's got some pictures. And I don't know much about Japan, but he goes into it pretty good depth. And he's saying the Americans, because Japan's occupied by America, the U.S. military wandering around, they don't mask up. So things are going on strong there. And I think I got this off of, C.J. Hopkins' blog. Another guy that turned me down. He won't come on the show either, which is too bad. I like the guy's writing, really sassy, smart. And he's documenting Germany. He's in Berlin. Oh, by the way, I had a guest last Sunday scheduled. Was it last Sunday? It was supposed to be Carl Perman, who I had on the show before, and he said he wanted to come back, but he has ghosted me. No reply. I'm assuming I'm on the ignore, or he didn't like the interview, or he didn't like the site, or something happened to him, but no response. So if any of you guys are paying attention to my past guests and returning guests, that's what happened to him. If you're wondering, so I've given up trying to email him. I sent him a few emails and a message on Skype. I don't know if on Skype if you can check and see if they read your message. Yeah, it was last Sunday. Yeah, last Sunday stood me up. If you want to call in, Skype Fakeologist, that's my name. And also 902-400-1984 or 810-666-1984. I'm just looking through to see if Mike Martins is on here. Mike Martins did a good show. I posted it. Mike Martins. I haven't talked to him in 6 months. Let me just see if he's busy. I don't see his status. I don't see his status. But Mike is another Canadian, Portuguese guy in Merritt, small town, Canada. And I posted on my blog right here. He had two really good callers. One's called Raven from Winnipeg, another called Supreme from not sure where. Really good calls. I might put that on FakeoTube. That's how good it was. Let's just check out and see how many views he got. Oh, only 126 views. That sucks. Now, apparently he's on Odyssey. Let me just see what his Odyssey is like. Odyssey and Mike Martins. Mike Martins. I use pre-search, by the way. Sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't. See, right over here, I'm supposed to have extra buttons, but they're not there. And I'd like to know why. So here's Mike Martins. And it's right here. Oh, so he's got some pretty good views, 955 views. That's not bad. Is that it? Is that the one? 22 hours ago. Oh, maybe it was last week's show I was listening to. Let me just look here. Okay, yeah. This is the one I was listening to last week. 923 views. So the one he did a day ago has more views. But he does a pretty good show, I think. You make me lose all control. And he does it on Odyssey, as I just said. And Odyssey, I think, works pretty well. I'm going to want listen to this show by Mike Martins. And he knows what's going on. And he's very public. He's got a store in Merritt, British Columbia, a small town. The guy who has a similar store in the same town is always threatening him. It's a nasty place. He moved from Vancouver to a small town. And I think he's done worse. Now you can support this. Oh, I see. You can send him money. All kinds of ways to send moolah here on Odyssey Boost. Oh, I see. I can boost his content. Oh, and I have to pay for that. Oh, interesting. So I just boosted him. Okay, that's cool. Interesting. So that's Odyssey. That's Mike Martins. And he's not answering his text. Let me just call him just for fun. He always calls people randomly, so... Busy. He's out with his children there. Okay, so I'll leave him a message on Skype. He randomly calls people on Skype. I think it's funny. But, okay, so that's Mike in the Night. So let's go to my next blog post. Well, actually, what was I talking about? Nazi 2.0. Yeah, I wrote here, the term Nazi gets thrown around all the time at those that don't usually live up to authoritarianism. But maybe it can now be used for, of all places you wouldn't expect, Germany. So Germany is going crazy with their Geisterfahrergeist. I think that's what it is. I don't speak German. But they have created the Infection Protection Act, i.e. a new enabling act. And it's pretty dramatic. So if you haven't had the clot shot, I think you're going to become a second-class citizen in Untermenschen very quickly in Germany. And it's crazy. It is really crazy. I don't speak German, but here's some German. Okay, they didn't play it, but these guys are nuts. And Germans are going along with it. Apparently, if your plane flies over Germany or is flying into Germany, the minute you hit German airspace, they come around and make you put your mask on. I don't know if... he didn't put a link to this. Did anyone else see this German flight attendant harassing this passenger here to put on her mask? Because I guess they started flying into Germany. It's crazy. Yeah, he didn't put a link. Too bad. I could look it up, I guess. Let me take a peek. And I'm sure I could find it real quick. Why wouldn't he link to it? I guess he's not really a computer guy. So it's behind the matrix. Here's Mike. Hey, Mike in the Night.
What's up, buddy?
Hey, I just wanted to give you a shout out. I just finished your show from last week, and I thought it was really good.
Oh, which one? Last Saturday's Mike in the Night? The last Saturday?
Yeah, well, a week ago. You had Raven and Supreme on.
Yes, that's correct, yes.
And I just wanted to give you a shout out because I just finished listening to it, and it was real, really good.
Thank you.
I wanted to give you support and a shout out. I just talked about you on my show. I do a show, a few times a week.
Because I have my Skype is relatively like really connected. Yeah. Before you go live, send me a link to the show before you go live, and I'll click on it on my Skype. It's just, I don't know why, but my Skype is tied to me more than anything, more than my text message.
You're a Skype guy. Okay, I gotcha. I turn off my Skype most of the time.
Oh, okay. But if you want to just, out of courtesy, once in a while, just send me a link to the show on Skype.
I will.
And I will just go in and leave it. And then if it's a replay, I'll just replay it while I'm at my store too, while I'm at the shop.
Oh, nice.
Replay it. Because sometimes I sit there for 40, 50 minutes till somebody walks in, right?
Yeah, so. I was just talking about you and explaining to my audience who you were and how you moved from Vancouver to Merritt. And there was another similar store in your town where the guy's harassing you. It's crazy. It's nuts.
Dude, did you tell him the two stoplight story?
I don't think so. No, I didn't remember that. $4,300
for property tax plus $1,200 for garbage. And now they're going to meter our water so they could charge us more to a town with two stoplights.
Yeah, well, I think, it's crazy. I think all us middle class, we're going to be wiped out one way or the other. And you talk about all that on your show. You do tons of videos. And people need to really tune in if they want to get a clue what's going to happen. Because you do a ton of stuff, ton of good comment. And you've been talking about this for years.
I have a guy that emailed me a video from my YouTube channel that I made 7 years ago talking about the disappearing middle class and how more and more retail stores are going to close, not because they're not making money, it's because they're getting taxed to death. Yeah. And the taxation and the regulations from 7 years ago. And he's like, you better rewatch this video you made. Listen to what you said on 4 minutes and something. And I'm like, okay. So I rewatched it. I'm like, Oh my God. And then I have this morning coffee with Mike I did like in like 4 years ago where I'm talking about they're going to have to pull the trigger on a pandemic. I don't know. I know I said
that. Yeah, you said that. Yeah, that was great.
I said that on Mike in the Night, but that was in August 2019 when that's the one that I know of. But then there's a morning coffee with Mike where I'm driving around, but it was 4 years ago. And I'm like, they're painting themselves in the corner. They don't have much of a choice right now. The only way they could shut things down is by pulling the trigger on a pandemic and basically wiping out a good portion of the population. That's the only thing I could see happening right now that makes any sense. And I said that 4 years ago, like in 2018.
Yeah, that was good. There was a German woman that said that was reading, or I don't know, she was tracking something where Trump signed an emergency order or something in September 2019. And she also said similar things that, oh my God, they're going to do a pandemic. So she said that and looked pretty smart as well. But she didn't explain exactly what they do or the scope of it or any of that. But pretty crazy. Pretty crazy you guys all had a clue as to what was going to happen. But did you ever think it was going to be on such a huge worldwide scale?
It had to be because remember 2019 was the year of the protests.
Yeah, I know. You were saying that, yeah.
If it just happens in America, what's the point? When Chile, the reason why Chile was protesting because they raised their GST by 11%. Right. Yeah. And then Colombia, not too long ago, they raised their GST by 7% more. And the reason why in 2019 they were protesting in Argentina was because the electricity bill went up 1,130%. So that's why they were protesting in 2019. Right. So for them to pull the trigger on a pandemic for Canada and America or maybe the Middle East would make absolute zero sense. It had to be a big global thing. They couldn't do it in one region of the world because it just wouldn't work.
Yeah, yeah. But did you think they could? Did you think they'd get this far? We're 2.5 years going into 3 years on this. Do you think it's going to plan? I just see on your channel, you got a message here. WEF is losing. Banks are failing. People are waking up or banks are falling. This is
over.
Is it not part of their plan though, do you think?
It's over.
It's over.
What I believe is happening now is they're faltering huge. Huh. More and more government or people in governance are resigning, disappearing, moving away, getting voted out or whatever the case may be. It's they're losing and they're losing big right now. They're going to have to. The hot war. I don't know if you remember that, Mike, in the night where I said there's two things that are going to happen. They're going to pull the trigger on a pandemic and we're going to go to hot war. I said that in the same sentence. The hot war is fizzling out. It's gone. It's fizzled out. So they have to find another distraction because now with more and more people, they're going to flip the script. And I said, made a video a year and a change ago where I talked about how they're blaming Trump for not releasing the vaccine early enough. He could have saved more lives. Now, as of last, 4 days ago, they're flipping the script. And now they're saying that Donald Trump didn't properly test the vaccine and launched Operation Warp Speed.
Yeah, I heard that. I barely picked that up, but you guys were mentioning that. I thought, wow, these guys are smart.
I don't think it's smart. I think what it is, I think it's more about just kind of knowing the game and how they're playing it. That's all it is. It's a game. I play games every day.
Yeah, you're in the game business.
Tabletop games, dice games, RPGs. But, I do it all.
But Trump is playing the game too. He's not on our side, is he?
No. You know, I'm going to be very frank with you. At the beginning, he was on our side. I'm not talking about at the beginning when he became president. I'm talking at the beginning when he was getting the word out.
But this guy, Trump, was introduced to the American population when he was in his 30s. I was watching some old videos. They've been grooming this guy as a character for a long time. This guy has been around a long time, and just to me, it's just proof that they have all kinds of characters that they breed or they groom for the future. Maybe they don't know which one they're going to put in, but they have a whole bunch that they could put in. I just think they're all pieces, game pieces.
Listen, Brad, I got to go.
All right.
in here that's helping me put up some solar on the house.
Oh, nice. Good for you. Yeah, I heard you talk about solar. I have solar. What is the problem with solar? You said you can't get the inverter?
I can't get a CSA inverter.
Why? Well, I don't get that.
You have one?
I have a whole solar system. I'm a huge solar guy.
Where'd you buy it from?
I got the installer did everything for me. He got everything.
Yeah, that's why.
Okay. So if you want to do it yourself.
You can't. Oh, every country in the world could do it themselves except Canada.
Yeah, I sure as hell wasn't getting on the roof and running the cable. No, no. As a matter of fact, I had to get another inverter because I think it the other one shorted out and fried the circuit. And $3,000 unit there, I believe. I got a warranty. We did a warranty thing on it, but it just melted the circuit board in there.
Oh, so, cool.
There's lots of maintenance, potential maintenance. So
I'll call you later tomorrow or the day after, huh?
Hold up. Okay, nice talking to you, Mike. Mike in the night. Thanks a lot, buddy.
Brother, take care.
Bye. All right, bye-bye. There goes Mike in the night. Oh, that's funny. He answered the phone. He's a good guy. And he seems real. I like real people. So make sure you subscribe to Mike in the Night. There he is on my screen. And I've never scheduled him as an official guest, but because our schedules never mesh up. He's 3 hours behind me. And it wasn't going to work out. But at least I've called him a couple times randomly and caught him doing things or out and about. He's a Skype person. So next time I'll let him know. And he wants to watch the show and promote the show. All right, guys. Well, that was a short show. I'm going to end it now because it's been about an hour. And I just wanted to show up since all you guys are friendly enough and absolutely dedicated enough to show up here. So I appreciate that. And I touched on a few points. And what else? Let us look at the week to come because it's action-packed. Okay, here we go live. So if you go to fakeologist.com/live, you get my calendar. You can grab this calendar, I think, somehow. You can add it. Okay, you can add this calendar to your Google Calendar if you want to keep track. So this week we are all packed up. Tomorrow, John Lukacs and guest, he's bringing a guest. We're going to talk about solutions to detoxing vaccine injury. It's not medical advice. It's just things that they are going to talk about that say may help or may not help. And God knows your doctor is not going to help you. So that's tomorrow. We have Mark Tokarski on Tuesday. Now, I didn't confirm that with him. This is just a monthly recurring appointment. I'm going to have to confirm that and firm it up with him. He's been out for a bit, but we can talk about anything because, of course, he is a fakeologist of sorts. And then Wednesday, Uncle Vigilante is coming back. We moved him from Tuesday to Wednesday for this week, so he agreed. We're going to talk about Epic Cash, and we're still going to talk about fakery and just general things. It's not all crypto. But even if you don't think Epic or Bitcoin are the solutions, there's an alternative currency is coming no matter what, whether it's the governments, whether it's another organizations, it's coming. So you got to know about it. And I think it's important. And we do take Epic Cash and Bitcoin. And Epic Cash and Bitcoin are working together to keep FakoTube on the air. It's a marriage not made in heaven, but according to Uncle Vigilante, but it's still there. And Thursdays, we are going to do Died Suddenly. That is when we stream to the fantastic Died Suddenly group on Facebook. Let us see what it's up to now. I am going to click on groups. I'm not a big Facebook person. Died Suddenly News. Okay, 78,000 members. Wow. Crazy. And he also now has a Telegram. And oh my God, the stories are nuts. At the hospital now, my daughter's 40, blah, blah, blah. The last our last show we did last Thursday, he deleted it because a couple of caller-inners used a couple keywords that he doesn't want on his site. He's super careful what he puts on his site, on the FakoTube site or on the Facebook site. So that video is not there, but he got good feedback and he's wants to do another show. And you have to use these words, quacks and all these other words if you call in. So we have to be more careful. So there you go. Died Suddenly, that's going to be every Thursday and as long as it can for now. Let's put it that way. But, you know, we don't have any hard or fast schedules, really. We're super flexible. So for now, Died Suddenly will be September 1st. And Friday we have off. And Saturday morning, of course, is Rick and Rollo. All right, guys, if you like the show, show your support. It's pretty simple. Fakeologist.com/donate. Send me an email, Ima@fakeologist.com. You can go to our contact page. You go to the main blog and go to the top. Click on About and Contact. You can see our address. You can send us a gift or anything. You can send that to our... Where the hell's our email address? Or our... Where is our... Okay. I thought I had my P.O. box there, but it's on the donate page, I guess. If you scroll down on donate, there's the address here. So you can mail us a donation or a gift there. Sorry, I had the wrong page. So there you go. So that's where you donate it, or you can send a tinfoil wrap piece of Fiat. That's fine, but that's where it's at. All right, closing music, please. Thank you guys for joining. Thanks to the FakoTube commenters, Viking Helga, Greg Chance, Rez, El Sushi from Japan. Oh yeah, we missed you, El Sushi. We got to talk to you, El Sushi. When you want to call in, let me know. Send me an email and we'll do a quick update on Japan. I think you're in Japan. Okay, guys, FakoTube.com, Fakeologist.com. We're closing out. Oh, this was show 600, by the way. I forgot to mention that, too. Sunday, August 28th, 2022. Show 600. 600. Since 2012. 10 years. You can do the math. 60 shows a year. Most of them in the last couple years with COVIDs. Unbelievable. And almost over 1,100 audio chats. Millions of hours. But we're going to keep going as long as the PSYOPs keep going. So thank you guys for tuning in. We'll see you tomorrow.